Good morning, Glenridge Church. Christian here, bringing you this morning's devotional. This is going to be my last devotional for the year. So I thought the only way I could end it was to tell you guys what is in my heart or what has been really pressing on me these last couple of days. And that is thankfulness. Even though this year has been probably one of the most challenging and the most topsy-turvy years ever, the one thought that comes to mind is just thankfulness for all the grace and mercies that has been poured out on my life during this year. So this morning, I want to read Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5 from the Message version. It goes, "On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence. Know this, God is God, and God, God. He made us, we didn't make Him. We're His people, His well-tented sheep. Enter with a password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank Him, worship Him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal, always and ever." Isn't that amazing? Enter with a password, thank you. Isn't it awesome to know that this is all that is required from you and me as a child of God to gain access into the very presence of our loving Heavenly Father and to gain an audience with Him? These verses also remind us that God's unfailing love and faithfulness continues from one generation to another. Therefore, friends, as you go about your day, let gratitude and thankfulness flow from your heart to the Lord, because He is good and He's a loving Father who cares for you and whose love is everlasting. Friends, we can't let our current challenges hinder us from worshiping the Lord with gladness in our heart. Yes, we might say that it's really difficult, and it's so difficult to thank God right now because my situation remains unchanged. But here is what we should reflect on. Jesus never said that we would not go through trials, troubles, and tribulations. He said in John 16:33 that we will go through many while we are on the earth, but that we can be assured and be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. So friends, this morning, let's acknowledge God's faithfulness, His goodness, His kindness, and His mercies. Let's remember God's grace and His mercy that have kept us through this difficult year and through every difficult season of our lives. And for that, let us shout with joy in praise and thanksgiving to His holy name. So this morning, intentionally set your mind to focus on the aspect of your life that is worth praising God for, and take your time to count your blessings. And don't forget, the password to His presence is thank you. So friends, if I don't see you over this Christmas season, have a blessed time. I really pray that you'll be able to spend some time with your loved ones, and that God will just pour out His favor and His love over this festive season. And when we see Him next, when we see you next year, that we will go into the year with thanksgiving. Bless you guys. Bye-bye.